Ooh. get alone all day, and then at night your head is in a spin with the thoughts that you let in. Are you afraid, Mrs. McCain? Miss 20th century, how does it feel to see the dream is winding down? Is it easy to believe? Is the past no small reprieve? Is there nothing more than the march of time? Another long dark night, Mrs. McCain, but it's alright. There's angels singing in the sky, and they're smiling. It's just a memory, and that's all that it'll ever be. But if you close your eyes, you'll see you're almost standing next to me. Yeah, it's just a memory, and that's all that it'll ever be. But if you close your eyes, you'll see you're almost standing next to me. And I'm never, 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 never gonna leave you. No, I'm never, 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 never gonna leave you. Thank you.
the late Pete Shelley. Pulled that one off the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack. Do anything you have to. Pete Shelley, before that, Push Kings, a band originally out of Boston, I think, and then they moved to L.A., and then I don't know what they did, but that was from their first release with Mrs. McCain. I thought that was a wonderful pop gem of a release when it came out. Speaking of pop gems, the Third Eye by Red Cross album, pop gem in the Moxsters book, played Bubblegum Factory for you from that album. Start off the entire set, some Poi Dog Pondering, Living with the Dreaming Body. Gets us here, a few minutes past the hour here on 88.3 FM. It's WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. If you're listening to an encore presentation, which means it's not Friday, September 30th, you've got less than an hour left of this radio goodness. Now, if you're listening on Friday, September 30th, I'm going to warn you, buckle up, because we still got 3 hours of mayhem music. And me, the Moxster. That's what's going on. Hey, did you know that each year 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten? With an average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they'll throw away. And each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food each month. So wasting food, what's it do? It wastes everything. It wastes water, labor, fuel, money. So here's my advice. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. This message brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council. And once again, your good friends here at WRCT. Not sure where my background music disappeared to. But it came back. It came back. Much like me, I disappear and I come back. Yeah, I thought that could segue into something, but it's not going to. So I'll just play music. Just get some rock and or roll out there for you. The band's called MODOK. It's from their first release called MODOK Rock. So I don't want to know. You know what? What I want to know is what you want to hear. Drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com or call me up, 412-268-WRCT.
Leave me, baby, when I say I've got it made. I put a smile on when I just see your face. But when you speak your Portuguese, well, I'm from Spain. Understand you anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brand new music from Spy Genius here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Screwy. Yeah, something this show can be, Screwy. For the Spy Genius, played you a little T-Rex from the Boland's Zip Gun with the Zip Gun Boogie. Now, a couple weeks ago, if you were listening to my program, you heard me say, hey, literally two Fridays ago, played some T-Rex, and I was talking about how Mark Boland passed away on Friday the 16th, or not even Friday, on September 16th. I don't know what day of the week it was. It was back in 1977. So I'm playing T-Rex again because today's the anniversary of his birth. Yep, September 30th, 1947, if Mr. Boland was still with us today. Also played Ian Hunter. That's what it was, Ian Hunter. I was going to say, because Cleveland rocks? Well, that's what his song says. Also name drops James Dean in there, if you were listening closely. If you were following from home with your decoder ring. And start off the entire set with something from MODOK, from their rock album, with I Don't Want to Know. What I do want to know is what you want to hear. 412-268-WRCT. Or drop me an email. Again, the email address. WRCTRequest. @gmail.com. Gar reached out and he said, hey, Monster, you're playing a bunch of songs with that are like name-dropping James Dean. I've got one for you. Would you play it? And the answer is yes. Some Dan Byrne from 1997.
The day that Elvis died was like a mercy killing. America breathed a sigh of relief. We knew all about the drugs and the Vegas shows. And there wasn't much of anything that looked like grief. And I guess he should have done like James Dean did. Instead of putting on weight and singing down, down, down.
apartment in the city. Me and Loretta like living there. Well, it's been years since the kids had grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. And Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello. Me and Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen. And all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. What could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing what's with you. Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in that.
Why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you?
That is The Alarm from their Raw album that came out in the early 90s, I believe, is when it actually came out. Like 1991, maybe? Doing Neil Young's Keep On Rockin' in the Free World. Before The Alarm, you're like, wait, I know that song. I know that song. It was a hit for Paul Young back in the 80s. Yeah, it was, but that was Jack Lee's version. Jack actually wrote the song. So let's call that the original version. Jack Lee was in the Nerves back in the 1970s. If you remember that. Come back and stay. The track you heard. Some John Prine in there as well. With Hello in there. And start off the entire set. The entire set from his self-titled debut album from 1997. Dan Byrne. Too Late to Die Young. With a James Dean reference in there. Because, you know, today is the anniversary of the death of James Dean, killed in a car accident on September 30th, 1955. So I've been sprinkling songs in that might mention James Dean. It's not The Mock. The Mock's something totally different related to this date. And I'll tell you about that later. Got a few requests coming in, some through the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some through the phone, 412-268-WRCT. I heard there's this gaggle of kids jammed in a Cadillac cruising down the highway. I'm not sure if my story is exactly straight with any of that. But with a James Dean reference and a mockster twist. How about some Killdozer?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance. And maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
You're in love with him 'cause I saw you dancing. singing, bye bye Miss America. this'll be the day that I die.
Just another heartache, making you feel like you wanna die. Wish that it was raining, wanna find a place to run and hide. You're harder on yourself than you have a right to be. When you look in the mirror, you gotta like what you see. Don't put yourself down. There's enough hurt in the world to go around, and it'll turn your heart to stone. Don't ever give up. There's enough love in the world to go around. So don't put yourself down. So easy, take the blame for someone else. If you take it long enough, you'll start to believe the lie yourself. This is your life, you gotta learn to live. There's a lot of love left in you to
sisters all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
All over this land.
I'd ring out danger,
danger,
I'd ring out a warning,
warning,
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.
And
I'd sing out danger,
danger,
I'd sing out a warning,
warning,
I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song,
a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
I've been traveling so hard, I think I'll take a rest. I've been traveling so hard, I think I'll take a rest. Might stay in a hotel, eat three times a day. Traveling so hard, when I get to town, I'm gonna have a drink. When I get to town, I'm gonna have a couple drinks. 15 or 20 ought to do the trick. Traveling so
I mean, the question, do you want to go to where everybody knows your name? Everyone? Or just maybe a few select people? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that's Felix Frump doing their version of the theme from Cheers. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, some new John Doe from his latest release. Album's called Fables in a Foreign Land, and I played Traveling So Hard for you. Before that, the Hammer song. Yeah, If I Had a Hammer. Did you catch the voice? Did you realize? Did you recognize it was Leonard Nimoy? Yeah, Leonard Nimoy singing If I Had a Hammer. Also some Blackhawk in there. By request from the Blue Highway album with a Don't Put Yourself Down. A loyal fan from the Highland Park neighborhood actually called in for that one. Start off the entire set with a little American Pie. It's only the way Killdozer could make American Pie sound. Hey, you know, these days people are posting photos online all the time. But here's the deal. Once you post that photo online, you can't take it back. You think you can delete it? Nope. You can't take it back because it's up there for everyone to see. It's archived, your family, your friends. But then some not-so-friendly people might see it. And all of a sudden, click, 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 they've got your image, and it's all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamach for my encore listeners who are not listening on Friday, February. It's not February. Why do I always want to go Friday, February? Anyway, Friday, September 30th. If the show's going to be over. Yeah, the encore portion of the show's over. So for those listening on Friday, September 30th, some special stuff might be happening very soon.
RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.